flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
But dude averages 18 yards after catch.
We get it. When you're passionate about something, you go all in. You live entirely in that world. That's exactly how Graybar is about renewable energy projects.
He's all fourth quarter, such a sleeper.
Join our league of clean energy at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, I'm feeling a little shift in the Earth's axis. Welcome to the show, Maggie Gray, Andrew Perloff. So glad to have you on this Wednesday. I've noticed a real shift here. People are actively rooting against the Kansas City Chiefs at this point.
Mm-hmm.
And they're trying to come onto the Bills bandwagon, of which I am I'm not even a card-carrying member of the bandwagon. I feel like I invented the bandwagon in national media as far as being one of the Bills' diehards, Perloff. But enough about me. You can say, all right, I want to see someone different in the Super Bowl, but I'm seeing more than that. I'm seeing this, like, avalanche of just anti-Chiefs. Anti-Chiefs. Yeah. And I don't really get it, because I think Patrick Mahomes has more respect for Mahomes, I think, than almost any other quarterback because of his talent and his ability to win. Andy Reid is not a polarizing guy. This is not Belichick. He's not cheating. Yep. He's not being jerked to the media.
Stealing a couple nuggies, but that's about it.
I mean, who could blame him? They're delicious. But I just don't understand the hatred towards the Chiefs. I guess I get wanting to see another team in the Super Bowl, but why the hate?
Taylor Swift.
Oh, come on. That's such a cop-out. She doesn't play for the team.
It's not just Taylor Swift, but it's mostly Taylor Swift. Now, here's the... Because... Nobody likes the winner, right? You have to root against a champion.
Well, that's not always true. I think we like the winner on the way up.
Yeah, yeah.
We just don't like them staying too long, but then we'll criticize them if they don't like complete a dynasty or
right,
whatever.
There's
no winning here for the Chiefs.
But if you add a Taylor Swift to a winner, it becomes obnoxious. I think if you add the world's biggest pop star is dating one of the stars of the team, but not just the world's biggest pop star, like she's a singular figure. She's like the modern day Beatles in a sense.
Sure.
Okay. So I think you add that, and I do think there are actually some people who have backlash against Taylor Swift who think she's overrated because is she worth all this hype?
Yeah, sure.
So I think it all becomes a stew of that whole project over there. That's too much. It's too much Taylor Swift, Jason Kelsey, and all the cutaways, and Caitlin Clark. And
he doesn't play for them.
It's all too much. Yeah, but the only reason that is all becoming a thing is because they're so good. So it's combined. Like,
right.
None of that would happen if they weren't a two-time champion. I'm just saying, the whole thing is like, you just root against the champion. I don't know what it is. And it just became more obnoxious when they added Taylor Swift.
Okay. I get the whole stew of it all, although I think that's pretty lame about hating a team because some guy's dating some woman. And by the way, she's not even like, I can understand being mad about her, not to just get off on a Swift thing. If she was like a Nepo baby or feels like she was handed everything, by all accounts, she's a hard worker who like it deserves her fame. Whether you think that's too much, that's for your discretion, but it's not like she's mailing it in. She's doing 4-hour shows. She's on tours across the world. She seems like a pretty hard worker, but that's aside.
When you make a certain amount of $1 billion, you're automatically hateable, but please go ahead.
Sure, but we all love the NFL owners. Okay, but here's the thing.
Nobody on earth loves the NFL owners.
Mark Zuckerberg and Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos and
nobody
all those billionaires.
Anybody, anyway. Any of those.
Okay.
Anyway.
Watch, they're going to cut the power if I keep talking about those guys. I got to be careful. But anyway, this is what I don't understand. We've had famous people date athletes in the past.
Yeah.
Were people hating Aaron Rodgers because he was dating Danica Patrick or Olivia Munn?
Well,
no, they weren't.
They didn't get, because when he was dating them, he didn't get to the Super Bowl. So that's why they weren't bothered.
So this is just, do you understand? This also, just sounds like the ultimate hater. Haterade is what you guys are drinking. Because if you hate the Chiefs because Travis Kelce has a famous girlfriend, you're just jealous of Travis Kelce. It's like he's getting too much, in your opinion. He's too good. You can't have the Super Bowl and get the girl.
No. It's because the NFL is trying to exploit this situation. It's not even Travis Kelce. Nobody hates Travis Kelce, I don't think. They hate that the NFL is trying to exploit this. Everyone, I think, feels marketed to and kind of icky that Taylor Swift starts dating Travis Kelce, and then the NFL, during a huge primetime game, just happens to air a teaser for her concert film. Like,
they're trying. Free publicity.
There's actually a room of marketers sitting like, let's take advantage of this. Mm. And it worked. And they get all these new female fans, and it's like, that is obnoxious. Okay. I feel like they're being marketed to.
Okay, and that's fine. It's inauthentic. But we think that they're actually in a real relationship, right?
I do, yeah.
Okay, so that's the NFL's fault. They came in and ruined it. A bunch of people in suits came in and ruined it. We're football fans. What do we care about that? And it feels weird for me as a Bills fan to be stumping now for the Chiefs. I just don't understand the backlash this much to the Chiefs because I think everyone likes watching Mahomes. It's not like he's out there like Tom Brady throwing, 10-yard passes, matriculating down the field, and it's just not being that fun and interesting. Ultimate interesting, cool, fun player to watch.
Not 2024 Mahomes. You're talking about old Mahomes.
Well, I'm talking about him. He's still scrambling around. He's still doing shovel passes, left-handed passes, no-look passes.
He's not doing any of that anymore. Have you watched the Chiefs? Do you understand what's coming on Sunday?
Just wait.
You're getting a bunch of 4-yard passes at best. Okay. But yes,
he gets a lifetime achievement award for being interesting.
Mahomes' personality is incredibly likable. Like, why would you not like? He sounds like Kermit the Frog, and he seems like a very nice person.
Yeah, right. Okay, you don't like his wife. You don't like his brother.
You might not like his wife. You definitely there's real reasons not to like him. But he's likable, right?
Let's dive into everyone's family. Come on, nothing to do with Mahomes. Yeah. The other part too is the calls. Right, and there were some egregious ones that happened on Saturday against the Texans.
Okay,
and
let's get into this.
The Texans were upset, and they had a right to be on a couple calls. That's not why they lost the game, though. It kept drives alive. Do the Chiefs get a little home cooking? It feels like they do. Yet, if you go to the numbers, and I know we hate when we bring numbers into a debate like this, but the Chiefs penalties get called against them in the fourth quarters and overtimes of playoff games is actually almost exactly the same as the penalties that get called for them.
Wow.
It's like 47 penalties for them, 46 penalties against them. The numbers bear this out. Now, obviously, we all know this watching football a long time. Not all penalties are created equal. Penalties at certain times, on third downs, keeping drives alive, on punts that back you up into the 5-yard line, half the distance to the goal, stuff like that. All penalties are not created equal. It does feel like they are getting some home cooking calls. But hate to break to everybody. So does every home team.
Well, so does every team that the NFL wants to get into the AFC title game.
Like Josh, that's what you're talking about.
We all have eyes. We saw what the NFL did on Sunday with Josh Allen when the wide receivers were pushing down and actually, he could have gone to prison for a second-degree assault on that defense, and he drew a defensive pass interference. No, but...
But Michael Jordan got called.
I was just saying,
stars get
those numbers. If the Chiefs, it was 46-47. Like, man, the Chiefs must have committed 96 fouls if that was only 46 fouls.
Because you might be right about that.
That is a really interesting stat. You're right. There's some perception going on here.
No, you just nailed it. You glossed it, but this is it. You said whoever the NFL wants to be in
script.
The Super Bowl. Right, the script. You got to be careful with that. People really think that's true, Pearl. You joke about it. I know you're joking about it, but. There are people who think our whole lives are one simulation and someone is kind of like pulling the strings on it. That is a dangerous rabbit hole in sports and in life. This is the last thing we have left in some ways of we have no idea what the outcome is going to be. Right? So let's not kill it. Let's not conspiracy theory it away.
But you're just calling it conspiracy theory. I think there's serious human bias in officials. Officials by nature are very flawed and imperfect, and they have these biases, and I think that some of them might be towards certain teams. I don't know why, but that's like a real thing. Like officiating stinks right now, and everyone's trying to wonder why. I'm not saying it's some nefarious purpose. They might just see Mahomes and give him the star treatment that screws up the game.
But that's personal bias for the refs. When you say the NFL wants certain teams, it's almost like you're implying that Roger Goodell is sitting in the middle of a volcano, surrounded by specter, and they're all deciding who's going to make the Super Bowl. Because I hate to break it to you guys. If they were all doing doing this, I don't think they wanted Detroit to lose. I don't think they wanted one of the best stories to lose. And
no, you're right. You're right. I like, went too far with that.
This is silly. And I think people really believe it, though. Like, everything is preordained because of what happened with the Chiefs last year. They looked like a very beatable Chiefs team, and they ended up going to the Super Bowl and winning it. Well, you know what? Blame the 49ers because they were there, too. And nobody made Kyle Shanahan decide to kick a field goal in overtime as opposed to going for it on fourth down because maybe he didn't know the rules. That's it. That's sports. This is the good stuff. And so why we're hating on the Chiefs so much, I don't think they deserve it. I don't think it's warranted because Mahomes is amazing. I'll say this as a Bills fan. I got a whole Bills corner behind me. I got a Jim Kelly stuff, Fred Jackson. I'm deep cuts here.
Wearing Bills blue.
Of course I am. But the thing is, I got to give respect to Mahomes because he deserves it. He earned it. And Kelce dating Taylor Swift. Come on, guys. What are we doing?
Are you seriously? That doesn't bother you? It bothers everybody else. I mean, everybody else. The cutaways of Taylor Swift, unless you're a Swifty, you got to groan. If you don't groan, there's something wrong with you. And by the way, it's not just Taylor Swift. Like, everybody hates the celebrity. You say, like, you think, I know Aaron Rodgers and Olivia Munn was, but that wasn't so public. Like, everybody, I'm thinking other, like, remember Tony Romo and Jessica Simpson? That was a national punchline for 10 years.
What about Giselle? Come on.
Oh, yeah. People love Giselle. Get out of here. Nobody liked Giselle. Even Tom didn't like Giselle.
They were married for 20 years. I don't know. I like news at 11. Famous athlete dates famous woman. Like, that is not a story to
but
me
you,
anymore.
We don't. No, some people don't want it in their face.
Okay,
but you're arguing for your point of view. You're not. You can't tell people who to hate and who not to hate.
That's fine. You want to hate whoever you want to hate. But your
like
hate of Taylor Swift, yeah, sports hate. We're not talking about real stuff. But your somehow misguided sports hate for Taylor Swift. Patrick Mahomes should get wrapped up in that. Imagine if you got judged by who your friend is dating. Oh my God. My friends have dated some big time losers. I would hate it if you guys even knew any of these dudes. Like, I would disassociate myself with them and with my, we couldn't be friends. You can't judge me on what someone else's life choice is.
Yeah, I finally figured this out.
Okay.
This is, you live, breathe, and eat the Buffalo Bills. There's two quarterbacks who get calls in the NFL, and all the numbers back that up. It's Josh Allen and Patrick Mahomes. So the Bills get, everyone knows the Chiefs, the Bills are the Chiefs' light. The NFL loves them. You know, the whole DeMar Hamlin story, they love a narrative. They try to present them in prime time. I just feel like Josh Allen gets all kind of calls. It's a bit of style of play. Like, the guys run down the sideline, and they know they can go out of bounds, yep. But they know they can get a flag, and they're not afraid to get hit for some reason, because Josh Allen's gigantic.
Yeah.
So they draw the most personal fouls. Yeah. They did this year. Mahomes was one. Josh Allen was two. So I think Bills fans don't complain about calls because they get all the calls too. I mean, you saw that Ravens game. I know there was one bad hold call, but generally, I think there's a perception out there that the Bills get a lot of calls.
Okay, well, I'm seeing the bandwagon for the Bills just get flooded. I think people are rooting for the Bills, and you can tell me at 855-212-4227. Am I misreading the room here? Because I feel like America is rooting for the Bills. EJ's raising his hand. You're not rooting for the Bills. You can't. You root for a division rival.
No, we're all Bills fans.
Get out of here.
We're all Bills fans.
Wait, hold on one second. We got to stop the show. EJ, you're not allowed.
What?
I'm sorry.
Why?
You root for loser teams. We can't have this kind of energy.
Oh, wait.
You don't.
A minute.
I can't have your Jets energy infiltrating this Bills energy. They're in the AFC Championship game. You'll get your time. You'll be back. Aaron Glenn, Aaron Rodgers, knock yourselves out. I'm sorry, EJ, you're not allowed.
So it's not out of principle. This is a functional, like, you don't want him mushing your team.
First of all,
what the heck does EJ have to do with it?
We root for one of the same teams. We both are Mets fans, and we know how that's worked out. It was fun going to the NLCS, but we know how that's worked out. You and I did not remember the 86 title, so it's been a long, long time. I can't have any of your Jet stuff around me right now. This is too important.
America, this is the heel turn for Maggie Gray.
I'm sorry, dude. We have to keep the double pane glass in between us now for the next couple weeks.
Do you guys understand the irony of a Bills fan saying, I can't have more loser energy around us? I mean, it's the Bills.
I get it.
What do you mean? You need anybody that can help you.
We're trying to change that. Not we, they. They're trying to change that. And I'm sorry, EJ, just like, I can't. Manny, I can take. He's a Yankee fan.
Yeah.
He's seen winning. I mean, you're still not allowed on the bandwagon, Manny.
I went to school in Buffalo.
That also gives you a little bit of a
Buffalo
card. I
love Buffalo wings. It's my favorite food. That should count.
Spend you many and everyone.
Spend many a night on Elmwood Avenue.
Manny's in. EJ, I'm sorry. EJ, I love you, but you can't be around this one.
Don't worry, EJ. I got you. Have you ever heard of a man named King Gilly? Because I'm going to introduce you to Eagles Fan Nation, and we are going to have a party.
Gilly, he's a great podcaster, rapper. Yeah, yes, I'm very aware.
Yes, the Eagles bandwagon is wide open. Wide open.
You wonder
tons
why.
Of seats. Huh. Tons of seats.
Is it because the fan base is insufferable?
Is there barbed wire around the chairs?
Yes, coming in like motioning to you and patting the seat next to you like some weird creepo on a bus.
By holding baseball bats.
Our fan base, there's a bit of a fight to initiate you like a gang. I mean, that's going to happen.
Go
I'm not
going to
lie. You're going to throw down throw some fists here. But yeah, no,
that's how you
Bills,
show love.
Maggie's saying the Bills bandwagon is getting too full. She's rejecting people.
Yeah, you're out.
Come on in. Come on in, America.
Nobody wants to be on the Eagles bandwagon.
No, it sure seems that way. I mean, even I'm like tempted. I'm like, ooh, Jaden Daniels, that's spicy. Even I'm
looking over the other side.
I'm like, whoa, that guy is really poised for a rookie.
These numbers?
You know how I am, Maggie. Yeah. Like, I like a shiny object. And
Perloff goes to Eagles. I really think we should lead the show with next year's top 25 in college football.
Oh, wow, Jaden Daniels. Look at that. Yeah, and you were like, I don't know. I'm like, well, Arch, you're like, you raise an eyebrow.
You pulled me back in with
Yeah.
You're always about what's next, though. You're right.
Yeah.
About, you're
AJ DiBastanza, and I'm saying that wrong, and Arch Manning.
I'm sorry. I got to get old. Manny, he's been sitting here crying about the Giants for like since he's been here.
Yeah.
And you're willing to accept all the Giants baggage.
Two Super Bowls over the last 20 years, pal, or whatever. I'm not going to match, but you know what I'm saying.
I'm saying, though, the energy he has
right
now.
The other two don't count because Manny wasn't alive.
It's low vibrations on the left side here, okay? Yeah. I've told people I am not engaged with the Jets until Aaron Rodgers retires. So the Jets stuff has nothing to do with me.
I know. I can't right now. This is too important.
I got two more Super Bowls.
I'll tell you one thing. Manny is going to flip over to the Knicks game in the third quarter, Maggie. You can't have Manny.
That is also correct.
Manny is not a good Bills fan. I can't believe I'm with EJ. You're letting him on the bandwagon?
Hey, the Bills make me one.
Well, let me ask you a question.
I don't know. You're right. This is feeling a little flimsy.
Because I know next week, if the Eagles lose to the Commanders and the Bills win, you're not going to let me on the bandwagon because you're going to think I have loser energy too because I just lost the NFC title game.
The Commanders.
Yeah, no, you can't get on. I can't have you in here either, Pearl. And what your teams have actually won recently-ish.
So you got to set the rules for callers if they want on the Bills bandwagon. Like, are they like you love them? Is the chat are they allowed on the Bills bandwagon? Like, what? It seems kind of arbitrary.
Yeah, it seems like there's too many rules to this, Maggie.
You know, I think I should probably have to write down some official rules. And if you want to be on the Bills bandwagon, if you do, I know one right off the bat. You must have spent more than 1 month of your life living in sub-zero temperatures.
I'm in.
There's where Manny gets a leg up. Although that would also apply to EJ too, because he's lived in really cold places.
Yeah.
But you can't. I can't have the. I'm sorry. The southern, like that. The fair weather crowd, the Floridas. It's just not in your blood. You know. There's part of being a Bills fan that's in your blood.
Anybody can jump through a table, Maggie.
But do they?
That's fair.
All right, I'll do my rules for jumping on the Bills bandwagon.
Yeah,
because this all started with the Chiefs, and this is how we got the conversation going. Is the backlash warranted? If all you're coming with me is Taylor Swift, then that's not a real fact. If you want to say that you think Mahomes gets calls, but to your point, Josh Allen does get calls. If you want to say that they're annoying just because of how much they won, well, don't we celebrate excellence?
Yeah, but I also think the Chiefs, are the Chiefs hated? That's another question. Like, I think they're pretty popular. I mean, I think they're probably the most popular team in the NFL right now.
I think they're turning, though. I feel like there's a lot of Chiefs hate because I'm just noticing people saying, I'm rooting for the Bills this week. And I'm like, wait, what?
Yeah,
why? You, of all people?
I did see that. That ESPN number caught my eye, that the Chiefs-Texans got 32 million people. I think that's a Taylor Swift effect. Like, that's way too big a number for such a garbage game. I mean, it was a terrible game. It's the Texans play every 1 o'clock. Like, normally they get 8 million for that game. There's something going on. The Chiefs are like the new Cowboys in a sense, which does mean, is that hated or popular or like what's the answer?
Well, the thing about the Cowboys is that they have a broad fan base. I think the fan base is mostly in Kansas City.
But I think a lot of 8, 9, 10, 11-year-olds are coming up with Mahomes jerseys and Josh Allen jerseys too. But I think there is a generation, like the older generations grew up Steelers fans because they were winning Super Bowls when they were that formative age. I think the Chiefs are going to have a generation of fans. We should put up a poll. I'm curious, do you hate the Chiefs as one of the polls? I don't know that everybody hates the Chiefs.
I'm feeling it because I can sense the people coming. It's like the give me your poor, your tired, huddled masses, whatever's written on the Statue of Liberty. I feel like those people are coming over to Buffalo seeking refuge.
But I do think the Chiefs do have a couple. They're a small market. They're not like the New York Yankees. I'm not sure that they're an easy team to hate. I think you have to work yourself up on that one.
855-212-4227. Meanwhile, also Josh Allen dating a very famous person. You just don't see her.
Yeah, Hallie Stanfield and Taylor Swift are same.
I'm just saying, she's nominated for an Oscar when she was like 12. I mean, she's been around for a while.
It's Hawkeye.
Yeah, right.
Honestly, she could walk in right now. I'm not sure. I'm not 100% sure I know what she looks like.
855-212-4227. Are the Chiefs hated, and should I let EJ come onto the Bills bandwagon? I don't know. 855-212-4227. We also have a lot to do, including we have more college football to unpack. National title game. Congratulations, Ohio State. And we also have a lot of coaching news to get to as well. It's MMP.
Welcome back, Maggie Perloff Show. Maggie Gray, lifelong Bills fan, is so confident, or not confident, but is just, I don't know, somehow feels with a team that's never won a Super Bowl, she's rejecting people from her bandwagon. She's like, we don't need you. Like, if the Eagles play the Chiefs next week, 90% of America will be rooting for the Chiefs. Like, you hate them now. You don't know what it's like to be on an island and a team and a city that everybody hates sports-wise. Yeah. Like, you're like, nah, I don't need you on my Buffalo bandwagon. That's ridiculous. Why do you say, come on aboard? It's great. It's fun here.
No. If you were somebody who thought the, you know, Bills were going to take this giant step back this year because they, you know, cycled out some of the team.
Oh, yeah, yeah. They lost Stephon. You're really going to hold that against them? I think you even thought that. You're like, well, I don't know. We don't have any weapons this year.
A little worried about Aaron Rodgers. But anyway, I have come up with a couple rules for joining the Bills bandwagon if you'd like to join it. Because, no, we are going to be a little selective. Doormat of the league for 20 years. People like to make jokes. You know, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, doormat. Then, yeah, now when, you know, we're here on the cusp of the Super Bowl.
The Bills have never been the doormat. The Jets have been a doormat. I don't remember. The Bills have been just average. Like, right?
No. How many number one picks have the Bills?
I don't remember going to the draft and seeing the Bills that much.
It was always pick 6 and pick 4 and pick 8 and the ones that really keep you bad because you never really get the top pick.
This is a league where the Raiders, there's like 4 teams that cycle through the top 5 picks of the draft every year for 30 years. That's not the Bills, but okay.
I can show you some bad seasons. But anyway, no, I'm going to be very selective here on who gets let into the bandwagon. I have a few rules, but first let's go to Marvin, who's in Fort Worth, Texas. Marvin, are you rooting for the Bills or the Chiefs this weekend?
I'm rooting for the Bills this weekend. How y'all doing?
We're great. What's up?
So I don't really think that your criteria is fair because I'm not in sub-zero temperatures, but I suffered with the Bills 4 years in a row in Super Bowl losses.
You were a Bills fan back to the 90s then?
Yeah, well, yes, ma'am.
Well, then I'm not talking about you, Marvin. You're in. You're on the bus,
Marvin,
man.
You're in Texas. Why weren't you rooting for the Cowboys?
Well, the Cowboys, okay, so when they played in the Super Bowl, I couldn't cheer for anybody. You know, I grew up at home with my family, with my parents as a Cowboys fan, no choice.
But when
I got older and, you know, got into football, you know, Jim Kelly, Thurman Thomas, T. Tasker, James Lofton, Andre, that was my team. Hey, you couldn't tell me nothing about the Bills, and we suffered.
Marvin, you made a horrible decision.
Please make us a part of y'all. Criteria.
No, Marvin, you are not part of this. If you were a Bills fan back in the 90s, you're grandfathered in. This is who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the actual Bills fans. You're good.
All right, a Bills Mafia.
Love it, Marvin. Thank you for the support. I can feel it all the way from Fort Worth.
So once again, you want to take a guy who had a choice between the 90s Cowboys and the 90s Bills and chose the 90s Bills, and that's the kind of football logic you want to...
Well, here's the thing. I like Marvin was rooting for the Bills in the 90s. I get family pressure, probably, to root for the Cowboys. But when your team's playing in the Super Bowl, like, that's when you got to root for the Bills. Could have used you back then, Marvin. Anyway, Marvin, that's not who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the EJs of the world who now just want to jump on the Bills bandwagon because they don't want to see the Chiefs again. They're sick of the Chiefs. That's where I'm noticing a lot of this Johnny-come-lately bandwagon is coming from.
I don't know. I'm sorry to pause this, but why do you hate the Chiefs so much? Like, they're not like...
How much time do you have?
I have no idea. Like, what are you talking about the Yankees and I'm like getting confused here? You're talking about the Kansas City Chiefs. Like, I don't really like all this, but like, it's not the evil empire with A-Rod. What are you doing?
I hate the tomahawk chop. I hate Brittany Mahomes and how pretentious he is. I hate that the refs give them game-changing flags. Yes, it's equal, quote-unquote, but they've changed big games. I hate that they win all the time. I hate that it feels like they get luck. Tyler Bass missing a chip shot, 13 seconds. Kyle Shanahan doesn't know overtime. I hate that they have a bunch of bandwagon fans. I hate that they embrace Kadarius Toney, Tyreek Hill, Kareem Hunt. Do you want more?
What do you mean you hate? So, but doesn't your team embrace all those people too? NFL team? Some of those are... And also,
Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt are a little extreme.
What's that?
Tyreek Hill and Kareem Hunt are a little extreme.
Well, that's why the Chiefs are the Jets are home every year.
Yeah, I mean, right, but you just rooting why for some of these guys is really tough. But to be fair, EJ, for every Tyreek Hill who's got unsavory things in his background, for sure, you do have a Patrick Mahomes, you know. You do, it seems like Kelsey, you might not like him because he's so overexposed, but he doesn't seem like he's a bad dude.
It doesn't mean
Chris Jones seems like fine guy.
No, they're superstars, but I don't like Travis Kelce. He keeps co-opting something that's New York, the Beastie Boys. You gotta fight for your right. Shut up, Kelce. That's not Kansas City. That's Brooklyn, bro.
You like, jabroni!
Co-opting wrestling. Like,
there's a lot of people you hate.
Going to just the fact that it's only Taylor Swift is ridiculous to me. Because it's way more than that.
It's been brewing for a long time. Like, how long are we talking since, like, the first Super Bowl?
No, probably after the second one.
Okay, I thought you were talking about Len Dawson. I was like, wait, what?
I don't know. The way you describe it is like lifelong hatred for the Chiefs. This is like a 14-month experiment here. I feel like it sounds like...
Tyreek Hill was on the team for
I just asked if it was the first Super Bowl team. He said it was really after the second Super Bowl. Okay. Yeah, all right. Those are all good reasons.
Okay, so I've come up with a couple rules for the Bills bandwagon. You know, let's get to Bogus first. I'll give you some of the rules on the other side because I've noticed it's getting a little full. And EJ's application to Bill's Mafia is being tabled.
I want to appeal.
Haven't made a decision yet.
Oh, you've been waitlisted.
Oh, man. That's what happened to me when I tried to get into UConn.
It's bringing back bad memories.
Yeah, that's why. And I still hate UConn now because of it.
Speaking of UConn.
Your headlines, guys, are sponsored by Progressive Insurance. Your small business keeps you on the go. Progressive Commercial Insurance keeps your policy within reach with our easy-to-use mobile app. Learn more at ProgressiveCommercial.com. Who the bleep is Manny Rodriguez? As we feared yesterday, the Jets forgot to lock all the doors, so potential new head coach Aaron Glenn and potential new GM Lance Newmark left the building yesterday without being hired. Glenn apparently flew back to Detroit. Talks do continue, and the Jets have reportedly told other candidates they're no longer under consideration for these jobs. But the Saints are lurking, hoping to meet with Glenn again.
Man, I'd love to know the TikTok of this. They were there all day.
All day.
Did something get caught up in like some language in the contract?
Brick.
What did Brick have to say about it? Woody Johnson's son. They were there for like 8 hours.
Yeah. And I don't like the fact, and what do I know, that Aaron Glenn left town altogether. It's one thing to like go back to the hotel, have a staring contest.
Fresh eyes, see this in the morning.
You know, have agents talk about things, but he left town.
On their private jet, I'm assuming.
I'm guessing.
So who do you guys think was hesitant, the team or the Aaron Glenn?
I think it's got to be Glenn. Because I don't know who else the team was really looking towards besides Vrabel, and then he took the Patriots job. And now I don't know who their third choice would be.
I don't even know if they do. As far as we know, they weren't bringing anybody else in for another chat. Like it was supposed to be. This was supposed to be done yesterday.
They interviewed 18 people. You don't have a third.
It's Jets.
I know. It's unbelievable.
I still think
he will be the Jets head coach.
Yes.
But the idea that the Jets clearly put out there that we're not going to let him leave the building. And then I see an Adam Schefter tweet 7:30. Aaron Glenn has left the building like he's Elvis. This is my life. This is the sorry team that I root for.
To be fair, this happened with Sean Payton and the Broncos.
It happened with Robert Saleh. Robert Saleh apparently left the building also, and then he came back.
I wouldn't use that example.
No, I'm saying he should have kept going, but
they should have locked the doors after he left.
Yeah. Saleh might get a job right now.
He's really close in this Jaguars thing, apparently.
He's really close to the Cowboys, too.
And Cowboys.
That's so funny. And by the way, I was like, ooh, the Jets, who does Aaron Rodgers like? Bring back Saleh or bring back McCarthy? Mike McCarthy would be perfect
for
the Jets.
They didn't even talk to Mike McCarthy.
Well, I mean, Aaron Rodgers and him got really ugly at the end, so whether they say it or not. So to bring him back would be really funny. I mean, by the way, I don't think they should hire Aaron Glenn anyway. Why would that team bring a defensive coach? What on earth is happening in that building? It's the dumbest, probably the dumbest coaching hire in 50 years.
They just need a good head coach. It doesn't matter defense, offense. I don't like the whole offensive guy. It doesn't matter.
Look at the playoffs. What do you see? Offensive guys everywhere you look, except for Sean McDermott.
Dan Quinn's a defensive coach. What do you mean?
Yeah, that's really Cliff running the show.
Kingsbury, who got those four interceptions the Commanders got against the Lions.
The Commanders.
Cliff's really setting the culture there.
I mean, but actually, like, offensive coordinators have gotten way far. Like, I've seen metrics on it.
By the way, it's 2-2 because McDermott's a defensive coach as well. The four teams left prove nothing.
And by the way, what does Sirianni even do? He's got a middle.
Yeah, what is he?
He's an offensive coach.
Okay. Are we sure?
Yeah, I mean, play called.
They took it away from him, and then they went to the Super Bowl.
There's only one guy calling plays as a head coach, and that's Andy Reid that's left. Everyone else does not call offensive plays. Two of the guys are defensive coaches.
But most of the Super Bowls lately, except for Belichick, have been a lot of play callers. McVay, Shanahan, Reid.
We're the Jets. We're talking about Super Bowl? We just went to the playoffs.
The Jets have had a good defense since I've been young. The Jets have always had a good defense, and they never get their offense fixed, so they're bringing in Aaron Glenn. What on earth is happening? Like,
you better pray Aaron Rodgers comes back, but that's a whole other thing.
What's the last time they had a good offense? 1 year with Ken O'Brien in 1983? What are you talking about here? Sorry.
The Vikings locked up their head coach, Kevin O'Connell, yesterday with a multi-year extension. I don't think we know the financial details yet. GM Kwesi Adofo-Mensah expected to get his own new deal now in the near future. The Patriots expected to reunite again with Josh McDaniels. He'll be Mike Vrabel's offensive coordinator. And then there are Sunday's conference title games. Bills corner Christian Benford is in concussion protocol. Safety Taylor Rapp is day-to-day with a hip injury from the Ravens game. Now, when the Knicks win, that's when Manny and EJ wear their Knicks gear. Pearl's in a Sixers hat this morning after this last night.
Cross court over to Porter. Entry pass into Jokic. Jokic back over to Gordon. Three-pointer. Money! 20-point lead for Denver. Timeout, Nick Nurse.
Jason Kosmiski on Nuggets Radio. Denver would win by 35 points, 144-109. The Philly losing streak is now 7.
Actually, the reason I wear the Sixers hat is I'm wearing a green sweatshirt. Mm. And I wanted to make it clear that this was Eagles green, but I didn't want to wear an Eagles hat.
Too matchy-matchy.
I wanted to remain objective. If I wore an Eagles hat today, that would be over the top.
Go Bird!
So I just put a little something Philly here to make sure that Maggie's wearing, by the way, as Bills a shirt as I've ever seen.
But it doesn't have the team logo on it. It just happens to be blue.
Oh, it just happens to be. We've noticed the color change.
You've asked me this since we started working together. You're like, I see you're wearing the Sacramento Kings purple over there. I'm like, no, it's just purple. there's really nothing.
It really does fit exactly with the Bills. I mean, it's literally the same exact shade of blue as your Fred Jackson jersey.
But do you guys realize, I wouldn't have to mess around here. If I want to wear Bill stuff, I got a closet full of it. I could just wear it.
But you're a national radio host. You can't wear a Bills jersey on your show. You have to pretend you're a journalist. So you're
shuttling. You wear Eagles stuff constantly. You're literally wearing a Sixers hat.
No, I don't wear Eagles stuff for that reason. You never see Eagles. I try and remain objective.
Also, it's almost like the politicians, right? It's St. Patrick's Day. They wear a green tie, right?
Subtle.
Oh, we're going to the Knicks game. All right, the mayor may wear an orange tie. Like, they're not going to go and wearing Spike Lee Knicks jersey and hat and glasses.
Go Bird!
Keep it somewhat professional. That's what you do.
Thank you. Yeah.
I think he was talking to me.
Oh. No, I'm agreeing with Perloff. I'm saying, that's what you do. Like, you're trying to deny this. We know what's going on.
Yeah.
It's kind of hard. Like, you don't want a social media clip out there where you're analyzing the Commanders-Giants game and you're wearing, you're dressed like an Eagles assistant coach.
Sorry. Can I just point out something that happened in the national championship game? Kirk Herbstreit was crying after Ohio State won. Crying. And I didn't see that no one called him unprofessional, did they?
Oh,
he's not losing his job, that's for sure.
Open Twitter. It was a avalanche of unprofessional. Like, people killed Kirk.
Okay, but
for multiple reasons. One, because he turned on the school and actually left town because he was so anti-Buckeye. And now he's crying? Like, the Ohio State fans didn't like it. And everyone else is like, bro, be professional.
Well, I don't know. I thought it was more people said, I don't think anyone called into question how he called the game.
No, it was
not
after
through the game. Did he seem more pro-Ohio State or more anti-Notre Dame?
I didn't pick up on anything. No, but it's been a murder scene afterwards. People are killing him.
Definitely. I mean, my brother literally called me yesterday being like, hey, we have to talk about this Kirk Herbstreit thing.
Wait, doesn't his son play for the team?
Yeah.
His other son went to Michigan.
Right. So you're making both points. It's like they went to the biggest rival, one son, and the other one plays on the team, so they're not showing favorites.
Nobody hates Herbie more than some Ohio State fans. They really got upset.
I thought he left town because he was getting abused by the fans.
Yeah,
no?
Right, because he wasn't pro Ohio State enough.
He also said that Ryan Day is a personal friend while he was doing his crying rant. Yeah. People were like, oh, so that's why you were like, hey, idiots, anybody who says Ryan Day should be fired, you're a lunatic.
The lunatic fringe, he called him.
He's like, by the way, he's a dear, dear friend. I mean, come on.
Yeah, but that is very typical. I mean, Tony Romo and Josh Allen, everybody knows. Tony Romo loves Josh Allen more than his kids.
But you can't call people a lunatic fringe for having a sports opinion on your friend and then say, well, he's my friend. And it informs why you suggested people were being a lunatic.
Right, and you didn't say it at the time.
Right. Wow.
You're saying it now. I guess here's...
Exactly. We didn't know that he was friends with Ryan Day.
Well, of course we did.
You could guess, but here's the thing.
I didn't know that.
Here's the thing about it, too, is, listen, the one party said, I'm friends with Ryan Day, so I know what he's been through behind the scenes. And that's why I said yesterday, I'm like, was his life in danger? Was his safety in danger? Because, to be honest, being a college football coach, living in a college football town... is taking on the hate is part of it.
Yeah.
You lose to Michigan, but that's why I wondered, I'm like, can you expand on that? Because if you have this behind the curtain, can you pull it back so that people on the outside can really see what was Ryan Day? Were people leaving flaming bags of dog poo on his lawn? What's going on?
Maybe he doesn't want to actually put those details out to him because it would encourage other people to act like that. Maybe there's some of that.
But a couple hate tweets, that's a college coach. You sign up for it.
But wait, you can't have a problem with Herbie being friends with Ryan Day. I mean,
no,
this is
a
world where Chris Collinsworth gets to call Mahomes his games. I mean, we all know about over the top announcer love.
There's a guy.
You're
talking about guys and saying, I don't think that Chris Collinsworth and Patrick Mahomes are having dinner.
But it's a natural joke that, because Collinsworth gets too aroused watching Patrick Mahomes play. you guys follow this. Everyone knows
reason to hate the Chiefs, by the way.
What's that?
Another reason to hate the Chiefs, by the way.
Right. Collinsworth calling Mahomes is Mahomes throws a 3-yard out and it goes for 5 yards to Collinsworth. Well, that is just the greatest play I've ever seen.
I feel great.
It's Collinsworth's fatal flaw is that he loves Patrick Mahomes too much.
People don't like that. That's my
they don't like. No, it's actually funny. Even Collinsworth, I think, is starting to acknowledge it. But
is he leaning into the bit?
And
there's a guy.
Anyway, but I don't even know how we got on this. But Herbie is an unusual cat because college football fandom is so intense. And he went to Ohio State. I'm not kidding for crying, but a lot of people were mad about that, Maggie.
It was surprising.
I will say, though, to respect him and what he's gone through, his dog with the death of Bo. I mean, as a dog owner, any dog like that, he's been broken about that for a while. I think that actually also probably has something to do with it. I think his wife's dealing with a health issue, too. So there's a lot going on there. I think
it was beyond. And his son plays on the team.
Yeah, it was beyond. I think it was beyond just Ohio State. The thing I did not like was this idea that he was presenting as an objective observer, saying you're a lunatic for saying that Ryan Day should be fired, and then not disclosing. By the way, he's my friend.
Yeah, right.
You could say that. My thing is, I don't mind you being friends with him. It would make sense. But to present that with no context, and then weeks later after you win, say also he's my friend.
Yeah,
I didn't like that.
Did his kids go to Clemson, too? Am I imagining that?
That was Rex Ryan's kids, I think. Or one of the Ryan kids, right?
It was interesting. You don't generally see someone crying.
Yeah, he had...
on a national broadcast.
He had two kids. Kirk had two kids who went to Clemson.
How many little Herbstreits are there?
Yeah, I know.
Speaking of being aroused.
And that's all the time we have on our careers. It's been fun. Kidding.
The Bills better not win the title. Maggie's going to be in here bawling.
I mean, Maggie, what?
I've never cried over sports.
I don't want
to. I've had a reason to, and I've never cried.
The Bills make me wanna.
Yeah, I don't want to jinx it, but we're two Mondays or three Mondays away from.
Yeah.
You better be crying.
No, you'll get my tears if they lose, but I've literally never cried. My metaphorical tears, but I've never actually cried over sports.
I cried when the Eagles won. I thought about my relationship with my dad. I could start crying right now if you guys want to talk about it.
But that's crying over a win. Like you didn't.
Yeah, that's the only time I've only cried over a win. I don't think I've cried over a loss.
Last year, I cried when the Knicks beat the Jazz in Utah before the All-Star game. It was incredible.
You couldn't have known the magic.
You guys think I am joking.
What'd your mom think of that?
I was in my room alone, like an actual loser.
With the door shut locked. Okay, lots more to do. I'm working on my rules. If you want to join the Bills bandwagon, well, it's going to be a rigorous set of obstacles that you're going to have to go through. And just, we're going to have a checklist here. Yeah, tick off. You gotta have some things in your past if you want to jump on the bandwagon now. Also, speaking of college football, which college coach needs to win a title the most? Ryan Day, off the hot seat. What do you think? Who's next up?
So it's a new year, 2025, and you're thinking, how am I going to make this year different? How am I going to build something for myself? But where do I start? Shopify is how you're going to make it happen, and here's how. Shopify makes it simple to create your brand, open for business, and get your first sale. The best time to start your new business is right now. Get your store up and running easily with thousands of customizable templates, no coding or design skills required. All you need to do is drag and drop. Their powerful social media tools let you connect all your channels and create shoppable posts and help you sell everywhere people scroll. What happens if you don't act now? Will you regret it? What if someone beats you to the idea? Don't kick yourself when you hear this again in a year because you didn't do anything now. With Shopify, your first sale is closer than you think. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to start selling with Shopify today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Hey, football fans, are you obsessed with the game?
Oh, yeah.
Do you find yourself looking for breakdowns from every angle? For those who can't get enough, subscribe to Brian Baldinger's podcast, The Best Football Show, where he discusses the top teams and players from around the league each week.
That's what I watched this week, a dominant performance.
New episodes drop every weekday, including Trench Talk Tuesdays with former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth. Make sure to subscribe to The Best Football Show on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
To that MVP. Okay, I got a working list here of the rules that you need to follow if indeed you want to join the Bills bandwagon for this AFC Championship game. 855-212-4227. Just noticed a little backlash to the Chiefs. And by little, I mean an avalanche of people criticizing the Kansas City Chiefs for getting calls, maybe a little Chiefs fatigue. You mentioned the Taylor Swift effect. Kind of working against them this time around. Maybe there was a fascination with it last year. At this time, I think people are just sort of over it.
Mm-hmm.
And it just feels to me like a lot of people are rooting for the Buffalo Bills in this game. A lot of casual people. A lot of the bandwagon is I'm looking behind me, and I'm seeing just hordes of people coming on the Bills bandwagon, Pearl.
Yeah, although I do think the Chiefs get eyeballs. There might be some people who dislike the Chiefs but would want to hate watch the Chiefs in the Super Bowl if they say they're neutral towards the Bills. I mean, like, honestly, let me ask you a question. I do get a sense that the Bills are a little more popular than the Ravens. Like, there is the darling thing, like, they haven't won yet, underdog.
Lovable
loser. Chicago Cubs kind of vibe. Is that why they're on the Bills bandwagon? What's the biggest factor? Is it all part of the stew?
I think it's all part of it because of all the four teams left, this would be the team that could claim it. You know, it's been a long time since Washington has been good, but they do have three Super Bowls. They won three Super Bowls, three different quarterbacks. I mean, Joe Gibbs is a legend. Like they have, and Jaden Daniels is a rookie. So
but that
if you're a college fan, you know him well because of the Heisman, but he hasn't really become a massive NFL star yet.
But this would be I do think the Commanders would be one of the bigger underdogs in NFL history to win the Super Bowl.
Totally.
They'd be like the...
Oh, right. But I don't think they don't have a lovable loser. It's like they had a bad owner, and they finally got out from that.
Yeah. But I do think the Commanders can also be your underdog. If you want to root for an underdog...
Yeah.
Because the Bills are not really an underdog. They've been a consistently excellent team. So they're not the same kind of underdog that got out of nowhere the Washington is.
Sure. All right, should we do a couple?
Yeah.
A couple? I'm going to spread these out now because we don't have a lot of time here, but I want to make sure I get one in that's very, very important. If you want to be a member of Bills Mafia for this week, if you are jumping on the Bills bandwagon, the number one criteria that you must fill, you must have lived in a place that is cold weather for one winter. You must have survived one. It doesn't have to be in Buffalo. Anywhere in your life, you must have lived in a cold place from October to May. That's a non-negotiable. If you have only lived in Miami, Florida, or you've only lived in Tucson or something like that, I'm sorry, I love you, but you cannot be part of Bills Mafia. You must have spent at least one winter. Could have been college, could have been post-college, could have moved there for a girl and moved back, but you must have been in a cold weather place that's cold and dark and gray from October to May for 1 year of your life. One stretch of your life.
You're knocking out like 65% of the country.
Well, I told you this was going to be a high bar people were going to have to clear. You must have lived in a cold, dark place.
Well, who are all those people going to root for?
That's not my problem. I'm talking about if you want to be part of this bandwagon, you have to have experienced the darkness.
What does that have to do with the Bills?
I'm just telling you, EJ, this is if you want to be part of Bills Mafia.
You ever spent a winter in Buffalo? It's cold and dark there, brother.
And it doesn't... I'll take Mid-Atlantic. It could have been D.C. area. We'll take it. I don't know about Northern California.
D.C. is the hottest place I've ever spent time in my entire
it's a
life.
It's swamp. It's terrible. Yeah. But in the winter, it will get cold. October to May, you must have been in a cold weather place. That's the first rule of Bills Mafia. If you want to join a bandwagon. I don't think that one's unreasonable. The Bills make me wanna jump! Got a couple more. We'll sprinkle them out throughout the show. One of them is going to be very controversial, and of course it has to do with food. We'll save that one for the next hour.
So far, I'm in, Maggie. This first thing, I make this criteria.
Yeah, you do. EJ wants to join the Bills bandwagon because he does not like the Chiefs.
Bro, you got to start looking at that Commanders bandwagon. It's got to look juicy. If you're not allowed on the Bills bandwagon, I'm dying to root for Jaden Daniels.
The Commanders.
The guy is amazing.
You realize you are talking of Jaden Daniels. You deserve to lose to Jaden Daniels.
I've loved Jaden Daniels.
No, he is
since
awesome.
The day he walked into last year at LSU. Oh, my God, he's so good.
Okay, we've got more rules if you want to jump on the Bills bandwagon for this game. You're welcome to weigh in on the Chiefs' backlash as well. And did the Dallas Cowboys circle in on a new hire?
Wow, Jaden Daniels. Look at that.